Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach. Today, we are talking about one of the most important topics in roofing, and that is markup and profit. My guest today is Michael Stone. He's the author of the legendary book, Markup and Profit. Michael's been teaching contractors for decades how to price their jobs correctly so they can actually make money. If you've ever wondered why so many contractors stay busy but still struggle financially, this episode will explain exactly why. Michael Stone, how are you?
Vertical and breathing.
There you go.
Can't go better than that.
We've coached a couple of contractors in our day. Tell me why you wrote this book. Let's start with that. What was the problem you saw, and how far back do we go?
When I was finishing up my four-year degree, my advisor in school was also one of my instructors for one of my classes, and he said, I want you to write me a paper on construction business management. And so I fussed around with that for like 6 months, and I got it done, turned it in. He says, all right, now you got that done. Now, as soon as you get out of the school, I want you to turn this into a book, and you can start selling it. So I got done, and I fussed around with it a little bit, and I made a comb-bound copy of it, and we started selling it, and it was called Making the Numbers Work in Construction. Well, Craftsman Book Company got a hold of it, and they called me up. The owner, the editor down there, a guy by the name of Lawrence Jacobs, called me up and said, would you be open to turning this booklet into a full-blown book? And I said, talk to me. What do you got in mind? And he said, well, we're going to make you rich. Started the conversation off. Perfect. So he told me what he wanted. I said, sure. So over the period of the next year and a half or so, and this was probably 96 and 97, I wrote the book, and I went back and forth with him many times. So I stayed, you know, in the path he wanted me to go. And at the time, that markup was the single most requested book or information that Craftsman Book Company had. And at the time, they were the largest book publisher in the world in construction books. So I followed what he wanted, and we got it all done. And then they took about a year to edit it, and so it came out in January of 1998, I think it was, the book came out. And you know, the book came out, and almost immediately I started getting requests for seminars and classes and all this and that and other, all this other monkey motion. And then it was just a matter of a couple of months, and I decided to shut my construction company down and go to, you know, doing seminars and stuff, which is, I thought would be easier. It isn't, but that's what, yeah, I thought at the time. So that's kind of where we're at, you know, and that's how the book got going.
This is the only one that really that I'm familiar with that talks about markup and profit. Profit, because most all of the books now talk about how to 10X your business, you know, how to sell, how to do all these things, but nobody ever talks about profit. It's all about revenue. And this is the part that I think everybody's missing. You agree?
Yeah. In fact, I'm doing our newsletter is on how to hire a business coach. And one of the things that most of these coaches, you know, you ask them, how do you calculate markup? And they don't know. They have no idea. Right. You know, they say, well, the industry, and there is no industry standard in this business. When you're hiring somebody to help you, that's one of the key questions you ask. How do you develop markup? And if they don't know the answer to that, it ain't going to help you anywhere else either. As you know that, David, I mean, it's that's how you make your money.
Well, so, it's, you know, we just talk about the basics, and
yeah.
I don't know what you tell me. What has changed, if anything, in the last 10 years? Because here I can see contractors saying, "Well, there's a couple of old guys that have been around the block, but what the hell do they know now?"
Well, all right. First thing that the only thing that's changed in the last 10 years or 15 years, and I've been in this business. I'm working on my 63rd year in this business right now. The only thing I can tell you that's changed in the last 10 or 15 years is the materials that we use on jobs. How a business should be set up and run has not changed. And guys that tell you, oh, we do things completely different. Well, you better not do them too different, or the IRS will come around looking for you. It won't take long. guys think that, like, you know, they say, oh, you're old, you're outdated. Running a business can't get old or outdated. If you don't do it exactly the same way you should every time, you're going to go broke. And the statistics are on my side on that one, because 9 out of 10 contractors, regardless of what they do, go broke on a 10-year cycle. 9 out of 10. Okay.
Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And just think of how many contractors I've seen go broke over the years. In 63 years. Good Lord.
Why do these guys go broke all the time?
They don't charge enough for what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, have you ever noticed guys that you know, everybody says, oh, they're so high priced, but they always keep going?
Right.
People keep calling them, and they keep winning awards. Isn't that amazing what a little extra money in the bank will do for you?
Every city has a guy. They always say, this guy's pricing so high, I can't believe it. How does he get work?
Yeah.
Well, they do a good job in marketing. For instance, they're talking to the right people and they get their numbers right. But yeah, the numbers are the numbers. Nothing changes. And you got to really understand those. So what's the problem in pricing? Why can't these guys get it right? That's always the issue when I talk to a contractor is, hey, you're just not charging enough money.
That's it almost every time.
Well, let's talk about that. How do we calculate these jobs? How do we come up with our price that we're going to make a profit on? Because it doesn't matter what the market is. You know, you can't, if you're competing on price with these guys, as you say, 9 out of 10 contractors are going to go out of business. So why would you want to do the same thing that they do? Let's talk about how to calculate our price. Most contractors take a per square price and say, okay, well, that's what the market is. That's what I'm going to charge. They have no idea what their cost structure is. Is that something you see?
You know, all the time. And regardless, it isn't necessarily just roofers that do that. I get plumbers that charge by the fixture, and I get electricians that charge by the outlet. And they say, well, that's all I can get. That's what everybody else in town is charging. And if you buy into that crap, you're not going to be in business long. If, number one, you got to figure out what your own overhead expenses are. Do a good job of estimating, which requires job costing, which way over half of all contractors do not do job costing. I know that from surveys they've taken. And, you know, I've done seminars for something close to 40,000 contractors since 1980. Okay. So that's 46 years. And I've done almost 40,000 contractors. And so I get a lot of feedback. Guys don't charge enough for what they're doing. They don't do job costing, which is in today's marketplace, it's mandatory. Then you know what your job costs are. You figure out what your overhead is, and your overhead is going to be a certain percentage of your total sales. So it one of the quickest ways to find out if you're charging enough is take your total sales and divide it by your job costs, and they have to be accurate. You can't guess at them. That's why job costing is so important. But you take your total sales, divide it by your job costs, and that's the markup that's your working markup. That's the markup. I don't care what number you're applying to the sales price of the job or the job cost to get to the sales price. Whatever markup number comes up when you divide your total sales by your job costs, that's the markup that's effective in your business. That's what you're using. There's some minimums for new home construction, remodeling, and specialty contractors, and like roofers. And you better be above that minimum markup or you're not going to be around long.
I want to take a quick break to thank one of our sponsors. If you're still trying to manage your leads, follow-ups, and customer communication with spreadsheets and sticky notes, you're leaving money on the table. ProLine is a CRM built specifically for roofing contractors. It automatically follows up with leads by text and email, so you don't lose jobs just because you didn't respond fast enough. You can try ProLine and get 50% off your first month's service using my promo code DAVE50, and that's all caps. Just go to useproline.com. Check them out. Find out why they are the CRM that sells jobs. All right. Well, back to the conversation. Let's go through this. What do we mark up? How do we come up with sales price? Because As far as I'm concerned, there's really only one way to do it. What do you think?
You need to figure out what your markup is. And the simplest and easiest way to arrive at a sales price is your job cost times your markup equals your sales price. If you follow that formula, that's the simplest way. Now, I have guys that like you say, they want to sell it by the square. That's fine if you know exactly what your numbers are. But how many contractors have you ever met in roofing that know exactly what their numbers are so they can price by the score and be right on the button every time? I can tell you, I can count them on one hand in 60 years in this business. Okay.
Well, if you're not job costing, you have no idea if that's enough money. And these guys are not looking at their financial statements to see if you're losing money, you're just not charging enough. And you got to figure out a way to charge the right price. Otherwise, you're in the wrong business. You're going to go out of business eventually. And it's a slow burn.
Yeah.
This is how I do it. Let's say I recommend a 40% gross profit is what we're shooting for. So if we take our job costs, for instance, if I've got $6,000 in job costs to do this, I've got labor, materials, any kind of permit, porta potty, all of these costs that are directly associated with this one job. So if that's $6,000, let's say, I'm going to mark that up to get my 40% gross profit. I know I need 40% gross profit because I've got to pay myself or owner's compensation. I've got to pay all the bills and we've got to make a net profit. So if we've got $6,000 in costs, I just take, it's about 1.68, I think. And that's what I do. I mark that up, 1.68. That's going to give me a sales price of $10,000. So if I sell that job at $10,000 and it costs me $6,000 to do the job in my job costs, I'm going to get that 40% gross profit. Same way you do it. Use the different numbers, but it comes out the same. And what you use is, it's basically a chart. It's just the numbers. It's the markup. And you can go to your book. I know that you've got, it's just a chart. And you go down and, okay, here's 40%. That's what we needed. We need to make money. Mm-hmm. And here's the markup. That's it, right?
Yeah. And you can't get off on, well, this guy is charging this much, and that guy over there is charging this much, and this customer says this, and this customer says that. It's just BS and hoorah.
Yeah.
Stay focused on one thing, and that's making a profit. If you don't, you're gone.
Mm-hmm. And
there's no nice way to say that. Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, you've got to have enough gross profit dollars coming down below the line to pay your overhead costs. You've got to pay yourself, and you've got to make a net profit.
Yeah,
so,
and there's two different things right there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But you pay yourself and net profit, contrary to what a lot of CPAs and bookkeepers will try to tell you, that your profit is what you're getting paid. That, and when you find somebody telling you that, fire them.
I agree. Yeah, and that's where I'll ask, okay, well, what's your net profit? Oh, it's 15%. Okay. Well, what'd you pay yourself? I didn't take a salary. I go, well, how are you going to run a business doing that? How's that going to work? What I look at is a well-run company. Let's say you've got 40%, then you want to look at roughly rule of thumb, 10% of sales for the owner's compensation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to see a net profit of 10%,
mm-hmm.
a good 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 20% off of our 40% gross profit. That leaves us 20% to run our business. Now, that's probably a little low, but that's a well-run business, keeping our mm-hmm. costs together. Otherwise, it's going to cut into either your salary or your net profit. And that's why they don't make any money. If our overhead's running 30%, that profit's gone, assuming we're going to pay ourselves. It's all there is to it. It's just the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're on the same page there. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about how do we get that right customer that we can charge the right price to, because It's just a matter of, oh, they'll never pay that. This is what the market is. How can I get any more than my competitor? And then you're just running as a commodity, and you're going to be right with that 9 out of 10 contractors that go out of business.
Yep. That's exactly right. When you start getting stuff from your customers like, oh, your price is too high, or you got to sharpen your pencil, or this contractor over here quoted this price and he's half of what you are. When you get those kind of responses from your customer, you're marketing to the wrong people. The good customers, the ones that they call you up and say, I need a new roof. Yeah, well, what makes you think you need a new roof? Well, I got leaks in that bedroom and that bedroom and that bathroom, the walls all brown now from stains, so I kind of think maybe I need a new roof. Okay, fine. And they say, you put it up there, you quote them a price, they say, when can you start? Or what's the next step for writing a contract, whatever it is. But you don't get any of this crap about, well, you got to be competitive. No, you don't have to be competitive. You have to be profitable. You can be competitive as an option, but being profitable is not optional. You have to make a profit or you're out of here. That's exactly the bottom line, okay? And when you find the right customer, they'll say, good, all right, when can you start? Or if they give you something like, well, we need to think about this. All right, what is it we're going to think about? I'm right here. I can answer your questions. Now's a good time to do your thinking. Don't take any longer now than it does 2 or 3 weeks from now. That's a sales issue, but, you know, and, you know, the good customers will make a decision and say, when can you start? That's what you're after. The thing you have to remember is you got to market to the right people. In other words, you set up the best place to market any construction company today is on a website, and it has been for at least a dozen years that I know of. That's where you're going to get your best leads, because the good customers go to the website, they'll find your company on there, and they'll look at it, and then if they like what they see, they will give you a call. They don't just pick up the phone and call out of the... I got phone books right there on my shelf. I haven't opened the damn thing in a dozen years. And your customers are no different. They don't use phone books anymore. They get online and they'll type on roofing contractor. And that's why you have to have a good website, you know, that's set up right, so all the search engines find it and they pull you up and they'll look in there. And if they like what they see, boom, they call you.
You better show some differentiation between you and the other contractors. What makes you better? And really, it's about what makes you trustworthy. Why would somebody trust you? What makes you different? Why would I pay more money for this when a roof's a roof's a roof? What you need to do is show them the difference, why you're better. And if you're just going to go out there, do your measurements, shoot them a quote, email, and that's it.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work. I mean, you're just like everybody else, and the low price is going to get it if you're just a commodity. And this is why we get into these situations. Oh, you know, I can't compete. You know, everybody's all these guys with low prices. Well, you've got to get out there. You've got to talk to the customer. You've got to show differentiation. You've got to ask questions. What is it that you're looking for? And go from there, because... Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you just shoot an email out. It's not going to work. You're not going to sell anything. So no wonder it's going on.
I don't understand contractors that send out emails or send, you know, they put the quote in the mail and mail it to the customer. You know, they're afraid of being told no. That's what, right. That's in most cases, that's what it is. And you don't get contracts signed over the phone, by the way. you be in front of the customer. I never once, and I got probably 40 years of selling out of the 63 years I've been in this business. I've never once had a customer. I've had them call me up and say, let's get ahead with this. Go ahead with this project. Okay. I go out to their house. I said, I'm going to write the contract. They sign it. They've never signed one over the phone. They've never signed one over the internet for me. Ain't happening. Okay. Now, some guys say, well, I'd get all my business over the internet. Well, you figured out something I've never figured out how to do. But, you know, eyeball to eyeball with a customer, and you read through the contract and you make sure they understand every single paragraph all the way to the bottom. Sign right here. Go get me a check for my down payment. And we're going to put this in. We got to wait 3 days for the federally required right of rescission. We get that done. Then we're going to order the materials.
I agree. Okay, but, you know, I've got all this work. I'm busy. But I don't have any money in the bank. I don't get it.
This episode is also brought to you by SMA Support. If you're trying to grow a roofing business but feel like you're doing everything yourself, answering phones, scheduling appointments, following up on leads, SMA Support provides trained virtual assistants who specialize in working with roofing contractors. They can handle the inbound calls, appointment setting, lead follow-up, and administrative tasks, so you can focus on selling work and running your business. If you want to see how much time and money SMA could save you, check them out at smasupport.us. And be sure to tell them that you heard about them on The Roofer Show. All right, well, let's get back to it.
Well, a lot of that has to do with your payment schedules on your contract. Your contract should have where you get a down payment with your contract. You get your first progress payment. Now, a lot of times roofing jobs are what, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days, something like that. So you're only going to get maybe 3 payments. So you get a, if you get a down payment, and you should get a payment on the first or second day of the job, a progress payment on the first or second day of the job, and then your final payment within 3 days of completing the job. And it shouldn't go any more than 3 days. This idea, we'll send you an invoice. That's baloney. That's just asking for delays. So if you don't have any money in the bank, a lot of times it's your payment schedule on your contracts. You're letting people decide how long they want to pay you. The word invoice in most people's mind in America today is, oh, I've got 30 days to pay it. Why in the hell would you wait 30 days to get paid? You busted your butt to get the job done in 3 days. Why do you wait 30 more days to get paid? Job's done. Give me my money. I'm done.
Exactly. The reason contractors go out of business is they just run out of money. I mean, they run out of cash, and they can't pay the bills. That's the end of it. Yep. And I look at receivables. They get out 30, 60, 90 days. If you get out over 60 days, you're not getting paid.
You shouldn't have receivables of any kind other than jobs in progress. That's it.
I agree.
And the job's done 3 days maximum. And most of that's on commercial jobs. And they say, oh, well, we don't pay that soon. Then find somebody else to do your work. When I get done, I get paid. I'm not out here as a nice guy. You want a friend? Go buy a dog.
There you go. Yeah, I want to just touch on, because this is kind of the theme of my show all the time, is that everybody's chasing revenue. If I can just get the sales, that's it. But they don't think about the costs. They don't think about the profit and the markup, like your book. They're following all these seminars and so forth. And you're not charging enough money. Mm-hmm. You're going out there pushing revenue. It's not going to work out.
Mm-mm. Never does. Yeah. At least it hasn't in the 60 years I've been in this business. My dad was an excellent teacher. I mean, as far as a father and other things he did, maybe, maybe not. But as far as running a business, at one time, my dad had the largest electrical contracting business in a 5-state area. And he did it out of a little town of 1,200 people in southwestern North Dakota. He was bigger than any of the electrical contractors in Montana, Wyoming, North and South Dakota, and Minnesota. Even in the towns of Minneapolis, he still did more business than the big guys in Minneapolis did, because he ran his business like he should. And he charged. Or did he charge?
And that's how I ran my business. You know, I didn't want to be the biggest guy in town. I wanted to be the most profitable.
Yeah.
Because if I could do less work and make more money, have more free time, that's what it's all about. But you can only do that if you are marketing to the right people, you are showing differentiation in your business, mm-hmm. and you're getting the prices that you need to mm-hmm. cover your costs and make a profit. It's just as mm-hmm. simple as that.
Mm-hmm. There's no magic in this business. If you do it right, you'll make good money. I don't know of any business where you can make more money than you can in construction. Well, maybe the software development, because mm-hmm. once you develop that, then it's an ongoing revenue stream. But construction is very lucrative if you run your business correctly.
Yeah, it's a great industry. I love the roofing business. And if you run your business right, you can mm-hmm. make a lot of money, whether mm-hmm. the economy's down or not. I mean, mm-hmm. and right now, from what I hear across the country, the prices are so low, I can't do this, I'm not making any money, and this and that. Because I look at a lot of financial statements, and unfortunately, most of these guys are not making any money. because they're not charging enough money for their jobs. And if you're saying, I can't get any more money, well, you got a problem. You better find another job.
How do you know unless you ask? And that's what most of them don't do.
Right.
I got guys tell me, well, you can only charge 20% over my costs. Have you ever tried asking for 30% over your costs? Well, no, but I can't get it. Well, how in the hell do you know until you try? The least markup I ever used working for anybody was like a 1.55 markup. Most of the time, the markup I've used on jobs, and I've sold painting, electrical, plumbing, drywall, remodeling, and new homes. Well, not new homes, I never charged that much, but my markup on new homes was always at least 1.35 times our cost. But for everything else, it was always 1.55 minimum, and I don't care what it was. And I always kept busy. I always kept my family fed. I never had any bills to pay. Yeah. I didn't listen to all that crap, and I didn't buy into this "we can't" stuff.
I'll tell a contractor that you've got to raise your prices. Well, I can't do it. Okay,
let's do this. How do you know?
Exactly. Say, add 10% to your price. Let's do that. And it'll usually come back and say, you know, it didn't really change anything. I still sold the same amount of money, but I made more profit. Okay, well, let's see if we can get another 10% until you get to the point where you're charging the right amount to cover your overhead, your salary, and make a profit. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, if you're not doing, and it's just the math. I don't understand this. Nah, I don't like the numbers, you know, contractors. Well, you better like the numbers because you better figure that out. Otherwise, you're going to have a real problem. Guys come out of sales, they'll start a business. I know how to sell. Well, okay, you don't know your numbers. They'll come up through the trades. Hey, I know how to put a roof on. Okay, and that's what's important. No, it's not. It's running a business. Doesn't matter if you're selling shoes or selling roofs. Mm-hmm. You are running a business, and it's got to be profitable, and you've got to understand what your costs are. It's really that simple.
It goes back to what we talked about earlier, David. You have an option. I'm selling on price. I'm being competitive. You do not have an option on being profitable. You're either profitable or you're gone. I mean, there ain't no third option there.
It is as simple as that. We talk about this every week on the show, that you got to understand your numbers. It's not, you don't have to be an accountant, but the simple numbers that you need to understand what your costs are, and that's going to determine what you're going to need to charge and what gross profit you're going to need at a particular sales number. And we go through this all the time. So it's pretty straightforward. Trying to set these businesses up, I always say, you know, we build a sell from day one. Not that you want to sell necessarily, but we're building that structure up so you have options. Because exit strategies, most contractors go out of business. Or they get to the end of the road and say, hey, my business is worth all this money. I've been in business 20 years, never really made any money, but I'm going to cash in on this thing. And when they realize you have no value because the company relies on you and only you, and if you're gone, there's no value. So they get to the end of the road and there's nobody interested in buying your company. So they just close up, you know, close the doors. That's it.
I've helped a lot of companies buy other companies, and I've helped a lot of companies sell their own business. I've helped guys looking to buy into a business, and there's some real basic rules on construction, and that if you think your business is worth a whole lot, you figure out what you think it's worth, and then take the math times 0.10, because that's what it's really worth. You're actually worth about 10% of what most contractors think your business is worth. That's it.
You're selling based on your profit. You've got to have sales. You got to have revenue, but it's got to be profitable because that's going to determine what you're going to get for your business. If anything, it's just the simple math, and you've got to be profitable. You've got to have good books, good set of financials, and we want to see that going on for 3-4 years, and this is where if you're starting off with a bad set of books where you're not marking your jobs, you don't have your cost chart of accounts correct, you're not marking your job up right. Nobody's going to be interested. They want to see solid financials. They want to see systems and processes, a business that doesn't rely on you and that you can step aside and somebody else sees the value in the company and they can go run it. And that's it. But it's really a shame to see so many contractors that are just running into trouble. They're not able to sell their business. End of the road.
One of the things I tell guys that are looking to sell their business, and I ask them, I said, do you have physical real estate that you own? Well, no, we've always rented, we've leased, whatever. You got nothing to sell. Because that's the heart of a business for sale, is what kind of real estate value do you have? Okay, that's where somebody else sets the value. The buying public will set the value of your real estate. But when you step in and try to say, well, my business is worth X number of dollars because I've done so much dollars worth of business, doesn't hold water.
That was one of the smartest moves that I made, was buying our building instead of paying rent. Bought a building, grew into it, and was able to sell it. California real estate, man, it's just unbelievable. So it was a great investment. That's where you want to be. Mm-hmm. But if you're not making profit, have these things where you don't have a retirement plan. You know, you're not paying into, say, your kid's college fund, for instance, doing all these things, saving. You're not running a profitable business. And that's why you have to charge the prices that you do. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, get another job in another industry. True.
One of the things that I tell guys is that if you're going to sell your business, you have to show an increase in net profit 5 years in a row. And this is why you have to watch these CPAs, because they'll tell you, well, you got a lot more profit here than you need. You got to start buying more stuff and reduce your profitability for taxes, but you're not thinking long term when you do that. You got to be so careful about that. Good CPAs for at least that know construction and how to set the path and maneuver for profitability and for sellability in construction. Good CPAs are awfully hard to find.
Yeah, okay? That's for sure.
I used to laugh and joke with, and one time I had, I don't know, average probably 35 or 40 coaching clients all at the same time. You know, they call in once a week, once every other week. You know, and I always told them, I said, if I don't get one CPA fired every week, I'm not doing my job. And one of the biggest ones is that business about, well, your profits are what you get paid for your work. They don't understand this business. Can't do that, because and they say, well, you don't put your owner's salary in your P&L. Well, if you don't, you're not charging for it. How can you take it out? They never have an answer for that one.
Well, Michael, this is great stuff. I recommend everybody get the book, Markup and Profit. Michael, how do they get in touch with you, and how do they get this book?
We have a website, markupandprofit.com, and they can go there and they will find everything that we have, including our semi-monthly newsletters. I got newsletters goes all the way back to 2000. We got a lot of papers in there on how to do things. All of them are free. Nobody charges for it. We've got all kinds of recordings and books and tapes and all kinds of stuff in there that you go in and look, you'll find whatever problem you have. You'll probably find something in there that will help you solve it. If nothing else, you know, they've always got, they can call you, or worst case, they can call me. I'm not in the office a whole lot anymore. I'm kind of at this age and I'm working on retirement, trying to.
There you go.
But you know, that's one of the things that our latest newsletter that we put out was on picking a good business coach. And if I may tell our listeners, if they're in the roofing industry, it would do well to call you for coaching service, because I've listened to you for how many years, David? I can't count them anymore.
It's been a while.
Yeah. And you do a darn good job. I can tell you that. You know your numbers, you know what's important. And for your listeners, that's the other thing we talked about is how to pick a good coach. Guys that they're 25 and 30 and 35 years of age and they think they're going to be a business coach, they haven't had the sun come up and go down enough time to be a good coach. You know, they haven't had the different scenarios come up that you've had to solve the problem and how to fix it and how to make money on the given situation. They haven't been through that. How in the hell are you going to be a business coach if you haven't been through all that stuff? For every one thing they come up with, you and I've been through the same thing a dozen times or more. And that's what age does for you. It drags you through that same mud hole how many times?
But I've learned a few things, you know, but that's because I've screwed up so many times. I've made so many mistakes, but I've learned by them. And what's important is don't learn from your own mistakes. Learn from the mistakes of others. It's a lot easier, a lot less painful. And that's what we do.
Yeah. We can look at a situation that we've probably been down the road 6, 7, 8 times in that thing, and we've learned what works and what doesn't. And that's when you pay the other guy for his information, so you don't have to pay to learn the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
And
dumb cats.
Usually coaching, the expense of business coaches is a hell of a lot less than the expense of repairing a mistake you made.
Yep.
You know, <That's> boy, I'm telling you, I see guys waste so much money. Oh, yeah. Lord.
It's unfortunate. Well, Michael, it's great to see you again. And it's been too long. We'll get you back on. And thanks for coming.
Well, I'm glad to do it. Anytime. Love doing this. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right, bud.
Wow, that was a great shout out from Michael. Hey, appreciate it. And if you haven't read his book, Markup and Profit, I highly recommend it. You can pick it up on his website. But remember, revenue doesn't matter if you're not making money. So you got to know your numbers, price your jobs correctly, and build a business that actually works for you. If you're listening to this podcast and you know your numbers need work, pricing, profit, financial clarity, that's exactly what we work on inside the Roofer Coach Mentoring Program. We focus on the fundamentals of running a profitable roofing business, and that's using my three-legged stool framework: sell work, do work, and keep score. If you want help building a more profitable roofing company, just schedule a free strategy call at theroofercoach.com. Be happy to talk with you. All right. Well, we'll see you next week on The River Show.